overtime. Watson, touchdown! Hunter Renfro, little man, makes another enormous play.
And Clemson runs out of the field and celebrates. They come to California and strike gold. Clemson's going to the Elite Eight!
Out of bounds.
The center fielder at the wall! Doesn't have the accuracy.
It's
a 56-yard field goal to send Clemson to the playoffs.
Yo, you don't even know what stupid is. It's about to get all stupid up in here.
It's time.
All right, let's do this. Match point, touchdown, etc.
Welcome in. Glad to have you with us. We are live on the Roar on a Tuesday, August 11, 2026. Thanks so much for joining us here on Out of Bounds. William Quaggenbush, Ben Milstead. We are live inside the Upcountry Fiber studios. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection. 654 Roar. If you'd like to get in, 654-7627 on the Pratt Andrew Lars phone line, the Adams Curving text line. Lots to discuss today. I've got a couple articles that have piqued my interest, some topics that are being floated around that have piqued my interest today. I'm excited to do it with Ben Milstead. Excited to do it with all of you. Ben, how are we feeling today?
We're great today, man. We really are. I am. We're in the busy season, and I love it. I got to be honest. I love it when I sit down in this chair and I'm like, how in the world is it noon? I don't even know. I enjoy being busy. I truly do. And, you know, a lot of you people at home, it's my PSA for you. About this time of year, every year, men and women too, I don't want to discriminate here, this is a time of year you need to be like trimming those hedges at home for the last time, hopefully until, you know, for the summer. Any of those little maintenance items that you don't want to do after, say, September 5th, you know?
A good day. How'd you come up with that one?
It's just random. You got to plan ahead. You know, your Fridays are going to be Fridays and Saturdays are going to be busy. I say Friday because, you know, two Fridays for Clemson this year. So start planning ahead.
I have been trying to get a fence approved by the HOA for weeks.
How's that going?
Well, my application was finally accepted. Ben, it is such a mess. Like, it's the first time with home ownership that I'm like, just let me do what I want to do. I'm not trying to rip the earth. I just want to put a simple fence up my yard. But they're like, no, you have to, you can't give the estimate on that form. You have to do it on this other form that's in your closing documents. And do you know something? My closing documents were behind a password that no longer exists. So after multiple emails and phone calls, I actually physically went up to the law firm that has my closing documents and physically talked to a young person at the front. And I said, listen, I respect you. And so I'm just going to say this. We've had a heck of a time trying to, and I would love it if I could walk out of here with my closing documents in my hands. That'd be great. So like 25 minutes later, somebody figured out how to get in that system and get my closing documents. Well, then I needed something else that was in a totally different thing. And it's just like, man, these are very professional people, and I just want to put a fence in. I'm not trying to erect a statue to a god. I'm not trying to carve out a hole in the side hill. I'm not trying to do any of that. I just want to put up a fence. That's all. I have no bad experience. I have nothing bad to say about the HOA. They have a process they need to follow. We're all in on it. But bottom line, it is a lot. I mean, Texans are saying bad things about HOA. Like I say, man, people have opinions about HOAs. I got no issue with the HOA. I don't. In this particular instance, I understand they got jobs to do. We all signed the regulations, all that stuff. But Ben, to your point, the reason I'm a little flustered is because I felt I had plenty of time to get this thing done by the time football starts. And now I'm looking at that calendar going, hey, man, we need to get this thing approved so that by the end of August, I got this fence up so I can do what I want to do. Football season's coming, man. I got to check out. That's a big box to check right there. It's a big box.
There's few things that trigger people like mentioning HOA. Let me just say this one thing. Number one, there are people like you and I who enjoy living in neighborhoods. My HOA is not as restrictive as like the neighborhood that you're in and all these neighborhoods going in, you know, this is not what you're the D.R. Horton type neighborhoods.
Yes.
They have very strict HOAs. You know that when you move in there. That is, for some people, they prefer those type of neighborhoods. And you never think about an HOA protecting you. You always think about it restricting you. You love an HOA when your neighbor buys a pink motorhome and sticks it on blocks and lets grandma come live in it in the driveway next door. Then you love the HOA. You just don't, like everything else, we want the rules to apply to those around us and not to ourselves. So with that said, some of them can get very power hungry and a little out of control. And I get that. I've experienced that firsthand myself. But I am blessed that in my situation, common sense prevails most of the time.
See, and that's honestly, I understand why it took me so long, why I needed the proper documentation, why they wanted the picture to be just so. It was just to the point that, like, I'm doing my best over here to give you what you want, and I've got an impediment to me on my side, and it was a lot. Texter's asking, am I planning on grilling out naked? No, I prefer to have my clothes on, thank you. Not a privacy fence, just like a metal fence. Really just so that my daughter can go outside and play without wandering, you know, into the neighbor's yard or into the green space or out in the road. That's really what it's about. And honestly, so that I can grill while she's playing. That's great. I'm happy about that. Texter says this from the 864. Is the NCAA the HOA of college football?
HOAs have more power than the NCAA.
That's true. Because the HOA, and you know what? I don't know. I mean, I think the HOA has court protections that the NCAA doesn't have. One could argue the NCAA is a poor man's HOA. It's a poorly constructed, poorly conceived HOA. I'm thinking that. Texter says, where is this? I would never live in an HOA. You can spend the same amount of money to get a house in your own land. Don't have to ask anyone for a fence. You know why I like the HOA? This is true. And this is to your point. I like to cut my grass. I don't have time to cut the grass certain times a year. I want to be in a neighborhood where they're like, sure, we'll hire a landscaping company. You can pay dues on that. It means my grass gets cut. And I'm good with that.
Oh, man, I love to do that.
See, I love cutting grass. There are times where my yard, I lived in a place out of HOA. My yard got too tall. I need help.
Again, you have to each his own. I live in a small subdivision that has an HOA, and I'm actually grateful that we have it. If I had my preference, I would live where I can't see another living human for 5 miles in any direction. Really, that is paradise. But I also don't mind where I live. I have know people, though, that wouldn't have it any other way than to be in a neighborhood that has an HOA and, you know, smaller lots. And a lot of people prefer that. So there's not a right or wrong.
There, we have gone from complaining about HOAs to now complaining about neighbors wishing that we had HOAs. So the Adams & Co. Roofing text line's taking a turn. I was listening to Faxon and Sam on the way in, and I told Faxon I would address it here. They were talking about, and I'll admit, I had a couple phone calls today, so I was not listening to the intro to this. But I rejoined their conversation with Faxon talking about a South Carolina versus Clemson media basketball game. And I come into conversation and he's picking teams. Now, the first thing I thought is he better pick me. That's what I said. He better pick me. I better be on the team. He gets him and four. So he starts with Grayson. That's fine. They're boys. They play all the time. I'm good with that. His next pick is me. And I told Faxon, as soon as I got picked, I immediately became part of the team and got very invested. And I thought, okay, if this game happens, we need some size. And Faxon obliged. Ben, Faxon requested that we put our heads together and figure out if we had to play a media 5-on-5 with the South Carolina media, who would be on the team? First of all, would you want to play? That would be my first question, because you get dibs if you want a roster spot.
I am no longer good at that sport. But, yes, I would play because I think I am by no means a picture of health. I don't want to pump myself up into something I'm not. But I think I am in better shape than 90% of our media.
Agreed. 90? You're lowballing it there.
Yeah. Okay. So Larry Williams would certainly be on the team. Larry would run you to death.
He would. He's got a nice little quick release, too.
Chappie Fowler.
We're going to call him Chappie.
We call him Chappie when he's on the court. Chappie's a tall fella. I probably look Chapel Fowler's way.
Okay.
You know? Yeah, I'm taking Faxon. Yeah, you know. Give me Faxon. Now, I might send him to the locker room early.
We need to have a bench player so when Faxon blows a gasket,
yeah,
that we send him over there. Just go sit over there.
Yeah, it's certainly taking. I'm certainly taking you. I mean, this is like Klay Thompson, Steph Curry right there. William Quackenbush, Faxon Childers. Heck yeah! So I am a little home cooking here. Three of our starting five are going to be right here from the Roar.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You have to. You have to.
And shoot, Mickey with those calves? Nobody. And Walt's a big, wide body guy. I mean, Walt's like a built like a tight end. Walt's built like a linebacker. Yeah, good luck. Heck, we don't need the rest of the media.
No, just do it from our building.
I'll take my squad against all y'all.
Sorry, Larry and Chapel. We're playing four out. We're playing four out. Sorry to Larry and Chapel. His team was, he said, Faxon, Grayson, me, Chapel, and Levi Matthews, which is totally cheating.
Well, that's, yeah, I didn't realize we could go. I mean, if we can go interns, heck, if we can go former interns, I'm calling my boy Eric McLean.
Eric McLean.
Heck, yeah.
Exactly. Look.
I'm going to have to bench myself at this point because I have been out-recruited, as they say.
I'd let Kelly play. Call Kelly. I'm out. Look, I'm also out. So yeah. we'll do that. We'll be the coaches.
What am I thinking? Okay, let me Kelly, Eric, Faxon, you, and, you know. I mean, I'll put Walt in there like freaking Bill Laimbeer. Come in this lane, you're going to pay a price, buddy.
That's what I'm talking about.
And then I'm going to stand over you and tell you you're like not even in my top 750 all-time players.
No free layups. That's right. That's exactly right.
Tied for 750th.
Oh, man. Technically, Terrence would count.
T.O.? Golly, man. Can we play more than five?
Listen, South Carolina fans, I'm okay with saying this. Y'all get your A kicked, all right?
I've already removed myself from this team. If T.O. comes in, Quark, you're
I'm out,
buddy.
I'm
sorry.
Out.
You'd be sitting with me.
I'll hold the clipboard and throw towels.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing. All right, let's take a break. We've got more to come. Nonsense and serious stuff right after this.
Speed on the bases, power at the plate, Gold Glove defense across the diamond. The Stars of Atlanta are ready to take the field.
Michael Harris going to sprint back, and he somehow makes the catch Willie Mays style and goes into the wall.
For every pitch from March to October, we are your home for Atlanta Braves baseball. Right here on The Roar, the Upstate Sports Authority, 105.5 and 97.5. The Roar, where every day is game day.
SCEducationLottery.com/betteryou tells you everything you need to know about the South Carolina Education Lottery. The proceeds go to education. You know what I love on this website? It talks about the Chinese and the Romans using a lottery to better society, which we don't think about that, but it's true. They did. And so South Carolina is doing the same thing, using those principles to fund education to the tune of $8+ billion over the last 25 years, going towards scholarships and grants, K-12 education, and supplying schools in the state of South Carolina with equipment and supplies. So every time you play the South Carolina Education Lottery, a student like me gets access to Life or Palmetto Fellow or Hope Scholarship, or a K-12 student gets the supplies that they need. The teacher gets assistance that he or she needs. That's what happens when you play. For more, go to SCEducationLottery.com/BETTER and the letter U.
More wall-to-wall sports.
Yes!
105.5 and 97.5, The Roar.
Looking for more room to live, grow, and enjoy everything the Upstate has to offer? Discover Green Tree Place by Stanley Martin Homes in Anderson. Ideally located beside Lake Hartwell and just minutes from I-85, this new home community offers spacious home sites, large yards, and the best value in new construction. Choose from quick move-in homes or build your own with floor plans up to 5 bedrooms. Find the space, comfort, and location you've been searching for. Visit stanleymartin.com and find yours today.
At Koala Insulation of Greenville, we offer crawl space insulation and encapsulations, protecting your home from the outdoor elements, as well as dust, mold, and allergens. The biggest pain point here in South Carolina is humidity, and with it comes mold. Your health is in jeopardy. We seal your crawl space and control humidity with an April Air dehumidifier, preventing the gross crawl space air to travel through your floors and into your home, making your HVAC work overtime. Call Koala Insulation of Greenville today at 864-867-1779 to learn more.
At Certified Diesel, we value keeping your diesel truck running smoothly and efficiently. Located at 2209 Highway 292 in Inman, South Carolina, we specialize in light-duty diesel truck repairs and maintenance. Whether you drive a Powerstroke, Cummins, or Duramax, our expert technicians have you covered. Avoid the hassle of dealership maintenance and choose us for all your diesel needs. Call and visit us today at 864-345-4568 or check out our services online at CertifiedDieselLLC.com.
Your home's details are what make it special. Painter One of the Upstate specializes in the high-end finishing touches that others overlook. Run by 2 Clemson Engineering alumni, they guide you through every step of the process with daily check-ins, ensuring a stress-free transformation that increases your home's value and beauty. Serving the Upstate, they're ready to bring your vision to life. Call 864-668-6899 or visit PainterOne.com/upstate today. Painter One, renew your space, renew your life.
Ryan Beasley Law has expanded to serve our clients in more locations. If you face pre-arrest investigations, state or federal charges, civil litigation, or collegiate student conduct matters, we can represent you in courts across our state, including magistrate, city, state, and federal courts. Our proactive approach is relationship-driven, client-centered, and focused on achieving the best possible resolution. We're in Greenville and downtown Spartanburg. Call 864-679-7777 or find us online at ryanbeasleylaw.com.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55 plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, if you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet relying on two lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
Walk can get a little excited sometimes.
And a cold three for the win.
Yes! And a cold with 3.1 seconds left.
Come join the party. Out of Bounds from noon to 3 right here on The Roar.
This applies to anyone in any neighborhood who hates your HOA. You can just leave. Before we get to Chris's phone call, 654-ROAR is the number, I want to tell you about our friends at Grass Nerds. Speaking of great lawns, this is perfect. Grass Nerds can help your lawn. Listen, the summer, it can be very tough to figure out what to do with your lawn. Thankfully, Grass Nerds can help. And really what they do a great job of this. First of all, they take a soil sample analysis once a year to make sure that they're treating your lawn as it exists. Not like your neighbors or not like somebody a county over or two streets over or whatever. They're treating your lawn the way it needs to be treated to get optimum results. The second thing they do is, no matter what state your lawn's in right now, they prepare you for the next season. So that winter dormant stage, they can help you with that. They can help you treat. They have different programs from the basic stuff, the high school, all the way up to PhD with add-ons at every level. Grass Nerds right now can do exactly what your lawn needs to set you up for success. Call them today. Visit their website. In fact, go to the website. See what they can give you at grassnerds.com. Faxon says Levi is not cheating because he is technically a member of the media right now. He's been in practice the last couple of days with the media. So
benefits us, so I'll go with that.
I'll take it. I'll allow it. I just wanted that clarification if Faxon is working within the operational rules of the game that we made up today. Let's go to Chris, who's up with us next. Pratt Injury Lawyers phone line, 654-ROAR is the number. Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Doing great, man. Hope you're doing well.
Doing well. Hey, okay, so this conversation came over a little bit over, you know, let's call it bar talk or whatever. And nobody could really answer the question, so I was like, you know what, one of these days I'm going to call it in and ask. So here it is. And I'm going to just, I mean, because I'm a Gamecock fan, I'm just going to use round numbers, and I'm going to use Lenore Sellers as a player.
Okay.
Okay, but this applies to everybody. Let's just hypothetically say that this Lenore, over the course of 4 years playing football, and let's say because of the NIL, this kid has banked $20 million, okay? He's got, okay, so now money's not an issue. Okay, now here comes the draft. And the draft's coming up. First round really doesn't mean as much anymore because, yeah, I've got all this money in my pocket. And let's just say that you're about 99% sure that you're going to get drafted by the Jets. Okay, but even before the draft, do you just make it known that, you know what, I'm foregoing the draft and I think I'm done, I've made all the money I want to make, NFL's not my gig, I'm going to go invest my money and not even be a part of the draft, so I'm out. Okay, that draft happens, and then during the offseason, he's training, he's still going to camps because he can afford it. and he's doing all the right things to keep his body in shape. And then all of a sudden, that very next year, decides I'm going to walk on to Carolina Panthers and say, you know what, I want to be your quarterback, or I want to try. Is what stops somebody from doing that?
Nothing. You could do it.
I mean, so you're manipulating the system because of this NIL crap. I mean, now the money doesn't mean anything, right? I mean, now they you know, because first round, all the money, got to have it, get me in the NFL. Now they can sit back and go, you know what, I'm just going to pick the team I want to play for and sit out a year.
Well, that's true, but let me say this. It would be better to do what has been done for decades, what John Elway did and what Eli Manning did and what others have done, and basically say, I'm not going to play for that team. I'd rather play for this team over here rather than just give it up entirely. Because here's the thing. If you don't want to play for the Jets, you don't want to get drafted number one, you can get drafted number two or number three or number four and make a ton of money doing that as opposed to just sitting out a year. Because here's the other thing. He's making $20 million or whatever it is. I mean, we can probably speculate that it's, I'd say, between $15 and $20 million he's made in college. So let's say that, between $15 and $20 million in college. He'll make that in a signing bonus. I mean, that signing bonus will be more than that if he gets drafted three or four. So you would actually be foregoing a significant amount of money just sitting out a year and trying to manipulate it to get to a team. You'd be better off just looking for a different spot and going, I'm not going to play for you, but I will play for this other team that's picking second or third. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, and it does. And I even thought about the Eli thing. I was like, okay, well, he can sit. I'm not doing that. So, I mean, but if you're in the draft, so many of the NFL teams, I mean, they're just going to attach you to them, right? Do they just draft you anyway?
They can. And, in fact, they have. In multiple pro sports leagues, Chris. Hey, I appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much. It's a decent question just because – We're in a brand new era, and we're not 100% sure exactly how things translate. We do need to keep in mind that there are some guys in every sport that are going to find it more profitable to come back to school than to enter the draft or to go play pro. That's 100% true. The best thing for like rev share and NIL is for the very good college player. I was reading Adam Rittenberg did a breakdown of 31 quarterbacks based on quotes from their coaches and other coaches. And we're gonna get to some of the names here. But one of the things that came up several times is somebody would go, you know, he's a really good college player. And what that means is you don't really have a pro future. You don't really have the traits. You don't really do it, but he's really helpful in college. You know, you could look at somebody like Gunnar Stockton, for example. Okay, no disrespect to Gunnar Stockton, but he would fall into this category. Avery Johnson at Kansas State might fall into this category. Heck, Christopher Vezina might fall into this category. Really good college player, not the pro traits. Those are the players that are trying to cash the college checks for as long as possible. If you are a first-round NFL quarterback, you are going there. You're not foregoing first-round NFL quarterback money. Even if you don't want to play for the Jets, you're going to the Jets because you are leaving tens of millions of dollars on the table and potential future earnings on the table by sitting out the process. I think it's – I'm going to say this about the – I think the question is too cute by half because the money that you're making in college, unless you're going to be a fourth or fifth or sixth or seventh round pick or an undrafted free agent, the money you're making in college still pales in comparison to what you're getting as a top 100, top 150 draft pick in the NFL. So I don't think that's really an issue right now. Darren in Pickens wants to chime in. 654 Roar is the number. He wants to join us on the Pratt Injury Lawyers phone lines. You can hop in as well. What's up, Darren?
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Doing good, man. Hope you're doing well.
Thank you. Yeah, yeah. You know, you're talking about this NFL money. I've always been curious. Let's say somebody's making $10 million a year. It doesn't matter. I'm just curious what all they have to pay out because I've heard they're required to donate money and all this kind of stuff. So if they're making $10 million a year, roughly, you know, how much of that goes in their pocket?
It's a good question. I guess it depends on individual situations. There was actually, and I'm trying to remember who it was. There was an NBA player, I believe it was an NBA player on a podcast recently that was talking about that $10 million is actually like $4 to $5 million. And so it got some interesting responses because you have agent fees, you have taxes you have to pay, and if you're an NBA player, let's say, you pay taxes in the states that you play in. So you're playing, you know, a bunch of games in California, you're going to be taxed more than if you're playing for the Memphis Grizzlies or the Spurs or Mavericks or something like that, or Miami Heat, whatever the case. So your taxes are a little different there. And then you've got other things, like you're trying to buy stuff for mom and all this kind of stuff. And he's like, when you get down to it, it's not that much money. And so you had people going, wow, didn't realize that. And people on the other hand are going, you had $10 million and you ended up with none? I mean, that's horrible money management. Bottom line, it's not $10 million. It's kind of like winning a Showcase Showdown on The Price is Right. You got to pay taxes on it. You're not just going home duty-free with everything, but you did get a nice car and a boat and a trip out of it, and that's good enough.
I've heard many say the rule of thumb is for a pro to figure roughly half is their take home after agents and all that good stuff.
Yeah, that's what I was estimating is about half, but aren't they required to donate to charity?
No.
Yeah, I don't believe so.
I thought they used to do that. I forget what it – United Way. Did they do that years ago?
I'm going to look that up, Darren. I'm not sure. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much.
Yes, sir.
I'm not sure about that. It's a requirement. I'll do some research on that and try to figure that out. Let's go to Scott in Greenville, who's up with us next.
No, that is not true. That is not accurate.
Okay, they are not required. What's up, Scott?
Well, I got my AirPod in. I'm not able to hold on to my phone right now. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you. Yes, sir. That means you're driving in easily, where they're very strict about...
It's like we're right in your ear, Scott. It's amazing. It's awesome.
Hey, I don't like wasting phone calls because I don't get to call. I only get to call one time your show, brother. So anyway, I just called to tell Ben, if you're coaching this media team and Quark's on it, Quark is not a starter. I've seen him play in person. He is an off-the-bench guy. So, he feels better that way. He gets comfortable. There's no pressure on him. He's better that way. You bring him off the bench.
Have you seen the rest of the media, though?
I know. Well, hey, listen, you only need about three of those media guys in the paint, and you're done. The whole paint's covered up. You ain't getting nobody inside there. So put Faxon and Quark on the outside and the three media guys in the middle, and you're good to go, man. Play church basketball.
That's why Ben said he's in better shape than 90% of the media, and I want to find five that are in better shape than Ben. I want to find five people that cover Clemson at all that are in better shape.
It wouldn't be hard.
Oh.
Ben, you're more in shape than 98% of the people in the media, and the other 2% are sitting in your studio with you probably. So, it's not a hard thing to do, man. Just go ride your bicycle one time, and you're in the top 95%. Anyway. Hey, if I'm a pro guy going to or college kid going to the NFL or a high school kid coming out, I'm going to a school in Florida or a pro team in Florida. I'm going to a pro team in Texas. I'm going to a pro team in Tennessee because I ain't paying all them taxes. How much of a difference does NIL make? Are there any parameters in that for them? They don't pay those kind of taxes that the people pay in California, for example.
I think that's right. Now, again, because they're not employees, I think the taxes are a little bit wonky on that. It's 1099. Well, I guess they're probably a lot of 1099 income for NBA, NFL. I'm not entirely sure, but I would think that there are competitive advantages. And, you know, there are states that have passed laws or are thinking about passing laws to make that income tax free. South Carolina was thinking about doing that. And so it is the new frontier of sort of competition between state legislatures to try to figure out how can we support our state institutions by making it easier for young people to sign on and get NIL in our state.
Yep. Yeah, well, I was just thinking about that. You know, the other callers were calling in, and I was just thinking about that because I know Florida and Florida State certainly hadn't shown it on the football field, but there is a NIL advantage there on the money that their players would pay in taxes and all that kind of good stuff. But anyway, all right, guys, I'm out of here. Braves got to get this thing on track, man. I don't know how Elder comes out there and gives up five runs in the first inning, but he's either on or he's off. But they got to get this thing straightened out, because I'm not looking at just the East anymore, man. I'm looking at the whole big picture and that playoff seeding, and it's got to get better than what it is. But anyway, enjoying the show. And Ben, make sure you bring him off the bench. Don't let him start now. You'll ruin the team.
Thanks very much, Scott. Appreciate the phone call. Ben, we need to talk about the Braves last night.
I know. Well, I know exactly what happened to Bryce Elder. You and I complimented him on the show yesterday.
I'm going to rip a Brave when we come back. Just rip them to shreds. And it's not fair, but I'm doing it. We're also going to go back to phones. Coach Davis wants to check in. We'll talk to him right after this.
The countdown is on. 25 days until Clemson Tiger football. Presented by Ingles.
Ingles, low prices.
Love the savings.
Lovely takes the shotgun snap. Gives it to Randall. Pitches it back to Club. Under some pressure. Sidesteps the pressure. Throws downfield. Look at the end zone. Caught! Antonio Williams! 14-0 Clemson. A 34-yard touchdown strike.
105.5.
97.5.
The Roar. Where every day is game day.
Let me tell you about Arthrex, careers.arthrex.com. That's the place you go. If you want to start a new career, if you love what you're doing in manufacturing, but you'd like to come to a company that is worthwhile and takes care of their employees, gives you a great environment in which to work, and is doing interesting stuff, man, they are right at the forefront of the technology to help surgeons, orthopedists, get people back in the game. That's what Arthrex is doing right there in Sandy Springs between Pendleton and Anderson. That sprawling campus has everything for you. It's got daycare. You've got athletic fields and walking trails and pickleball courts. It's got a gourmet chef and an on-site medical clinic. They have great benefits and hourly schedules. And everybody that works at Arthrex loves what they do because they invest in their people. They invest in their products. They invest in the experience at Arthrex. For more, go to careers.arthrex.com.
Class is back in session with more sports. 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar.
No one ever wants to deal with roof trouble, but when it happens, it's comforting to know who to call. Your roof protects your home, your family, and everything inside, and that kind of trust really matters. That's why so many upstate families turn to Joe Robertson & Son Roofing.
Family-owned and operated since 1965, Joe Robertson & Son has been taking care of homes and businesses across the upstate for decades. They believe in doing things the right way, with quality craftsmanship, honest answers, and a neighbor-first approach. From small repairs to complete roof replacements, their team takes pride in their work.
When it comes to your roof, don't cut corners. Choose the name families across the upstate have trusted for years, Joe Robertson & Son Roofing. Rely on the Upstate's most trusted roofing experts since 1965. Get started today.
Call 864-246-0886 or visit robersonroofing.net.
Hello, listeners. At Insurance for Seniors and Disabled, we believe in service after the sale. So if you're not accustomed to this, or your agent won't even call you back, look no further. Customer service is not dead to us. Serving the Medicare community is what we do. In fact, it's the only thing we do. And we always want to help you find the benefits that fit you best. What suits your friend might not be at all what you need. And we help find what you need. Our goal is to find a plan that serves you. We determine this by asking a few questions. This and our level of customer service are the main things that set our company apart from many, many others. You deserve a plan that works for you, and you deserve the best customer service. We will give you that service. Call us at 864-307-8484. Again, 864-307-8484.
We are here with Eric Snyder, Snyder Tree Care. Eric, anything to prevent pine beetles?
The most important thing we can do is to preventatively spray our trees. We're going to spray the bottom 8 feet of that tree because those bugs don't fly very well. They just bump into things and climb up and then they kill the tree. So a preventative spray, what we call a borer spray, because these are boring insects, depends on where you are, how bad the infestation is, but up to 7 times a year to spray to keep those bugs out.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.
Hi,
I'm Ashley Moore, co-owner of Poppington's Gourmet Popcorn. Summer is here, and every cookout, pool day, and road trip deserves a better snack option. Poppington's is popped fresh in Greenville using real beef tallow from our family farm, never seed oils, for a rich flavor and perfect crunch you can feel good about. Find us in downtown Greenville at all AMPM Farms Butchery and Market locations or order online at poppingtons.com. Poppington's Gourmet Popcorn, proudly owned, proudly popped.
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
Attention service professionals, stop driving invisible. Whether you're a plumber, HVAC business, electrician, landscaper, or other mobile business, your vehicle is your best form of advertisement. At Catazoom, we create high-impact, custom vehicle wraps that turn heads and generate leads 24/7. A one-time investment in a wrap means years of free advertising. Visit Catazoom.com today for your free quote. That's K-A-T-A-Zoom.com. Catazoom.com. Grow your business.
Welcome back to this year's football season. Continue your tailgate traditions Clemson style with Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca. Order your tailgating trays such as nuggets, strips, mac and cheese, or delicious cookies. Herb and Carol Tyler want to make sure we're a part of your Clemson tradition. Call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Seneca at 864-886-9080 to prepare for game day. You can also order online at ilovechickfil-a.com or through the Chick-fil-A app.
Life moves fast, and finding time for the dentist shouldn't feel like a second job. Ace Smiles is doing things differently. Need an appointment before work? They're open at 7 a.m. How about after picking up the kids from daycare? They're open late until 7 p.m., Monday through Thursday. Friday appointments available 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Or grab a weekend Saturday appointment. Early, late, or weekend appointments are available now at ace-smiles.com. Ace Smiles, located in Liberty, just off Highway 123.
We get it.
Work gets in the way sometimes. But that doesn't mean you have to miss your favorite show.
Tune in on theroarfm.com
and the Roar app
to catch every hour of Out of Bounds.
Recorded for whenever you need it.
If you are in a legal situation, if you find yourself jammed up, Nick Lavery's got your back. We tell you all the time to trust Nick because he's got a track record of being trustworthy. We're not just telling you to take our word for it. Go to his website, see the reviews of people leave. When you got a problem, Nick's got your back. He's going to give you the representation. He's going to give you the advice, the counsel that you're entitled to. And particularly if you're a college student who's dealing with a legal situation, a criminal matter, in a college town like Clemson, that can be incredibly stressful for you and also for your family. And so Nick not only wants to take stress off your plate and make sure it doesn't ruin your life, but wants to take stress off your family's plate as well. For more, go to nicklaverylaw.com. Go see him behind Mellow Mushroom. He and his team would love to take care of you. nicklaverylaw.com. Our friend Coach Jim Davis joins the program here in hour one. Always a treat to talk to him. 654 Roy, if you'd like to get in. Coach, what's up?
Well, my waistline, my hairline, my stress level. No, that's not true.
Oh, man. I knew you were going to come with something like that.
Yeah, well, I had to pull over in the parking lot because I didn't bring my earbuds today.
Oh. Good for you. Good for you.
Hey, listen, I was listening to the conversation there, curious about the NIL guys having to pay taxes. When I was my short tenure with the WNBA Minnesota Lynx, We played, you know, at that time they had a team in Sacramento and then, of course, Los Angeles and Phoenix Mercury. And at the end of the year, I kept getting these 1099s from California. So
just throw those in the trash, Coach.
Well, with my meager salary, it wasn't all that much, so I guess I paid it. But I wonder if these guys, if they play in California, which our football team does, if they will receive a 1099 from California.
I would guess not, because NIL is not a game-by-game paycheck. So, okay.
Technically, yes.
Yeah, wink, wink.
Yeah.
It's not pay for play. So they're, I would say they're technically earning it in South Carolina.
I think all the money is taxed in the state. And I think that's why the legislatures are sort of doing this, I would say, this sort of behind the scenes war to try to come up with the most favorable circumstances for NIL, because they know, for example, you know, in the state of North Carolina, if somebody signs with the University of North Carolina to play football, why would you? But if somebody does, then the state legislature would control those taxes. It's a great question. Yeah. And honestly, if they would ever collectively bargain, if they could ever get to the bargaining table like that, I think some system like that probably would go into effect. If they had a more formalized employment relationship. But like Ben said, right now, because they don't, I think it's all just wherever your school is.
Okay. Well, you just raised my curiosity there when you were talking about it. Anyway, I'm sorry to take up y'all's valuable time. I needed that question answered.
It's always great to hear from you. It's never a bother, okay? Hey, you know what? You know what I thought about? We're like 6 weeks from the start of basketball practice today. How about that?
I'm ready. Hey, I watched them practice a couple of weeks ago.
They look pretty good, don't they?
The women. I haven't been over to see the men yet, and I've got to get over there. But
they're big.
Coach Poppy's done such a good. I'm long. Those girls, they can scratch your knee without bending over, Qualk.
That's right. About all of them. I can't wait. I can't wait for it. Coach Davis.
I watched them practice. They had two players. Roos was trying out with the Lithuanian national team, and then they had a girl that was trying out with the Canadian national team. They weren't even there. So he's got not just depth, but I think he's got quality depth.
I can't wait to see him. I really can't. I can't wait to see you, too. Hope you have a great rest of your day, Coach Davis. It's always great to talk to you.
You too, guys. Have a great one.
All right. That is Coach Jim Davis, one of our favorites, man. That guy's great. I'm curious if a pro-style arrangement like that, because he's right. Like, that's how every pro athlete, coach, every pro everybody has to pay taxes in all states you play in. So, that's one of the reasons why it's beneficial to play for the Miami Heat. Or the Dallas Mavericks, or whatever, like states that don't have state income tax, you don't have to pay. I got to rip a Brave real quick, Ben. Bryce Elder's taking slander, okay? And I'm the water carrier for Bryce Elder with his meager fastball and his stuff that's not great and all this stuff, but a guy that knows how to get outs. He was totally victimized because Sean Murphy has to wake up and join 2026. Last night, Sean Murphy cost Bryce Elder four runs. Last night, if you recall, I can't remember who was at the plate. If you recall, and in fact, at the time, I'm not even sure it was really apparent to anybody. We didn't know the stakes of it, but I remember watching. There's a 3-2 count, 1-0 game, top of the first, and it's a two-seam fastball, I believe, that runs back over the inside corner at the top of the strike zone. Murphy takes that 3-2 pitch, throws down to second base. The tag is applied, the runner is out, but the pitch is called ball four. Bryce Elder, there's a slow-mo of Elder sort of go to his hat, but then he kind of goes, wasn't real sure. He wasn't super demonstrative. He blamed himself. If Sean Murphy challenges that pitch, then Sean Murphy gets the Braves out of that inning. It's a 3-2 pitch on the corner. You're already down a run. That is a time where you use a challenge. Like, that is the situation where, as a catcher, you have to use a challenge to help your pitcher out. Instead, they end up getting another base runner, and then the grand slam, they go down 5 runs. 1-0 after the top of the first versus 5-0 is a radically different game in every respect.
Texture brings up a good point, though. Says, I don't blame Murphy. He's focusing on throwing out the runner. That's not on him. Maybe he... I mean, that is something I didn't consider, because I agree with you. He should have challenged that. But he, in that moment, his attention shifts to that runner, not whether or not that's a ball or strike. So I think that's a fair point. That was – I still think a seasoned catcher knows that was a strike, but you're a little hesitant in the first inning too to potentially waste one if you're not sure.
He's also only played, what's he caught, 6 games? I mean, he hasn't caught that many games, I don't think. I'd have to go back and look, but he hadn't caught that many games. I know, you know, Drake Baldwin's probably more likely to do that. I've seen catchers do that, where they catch, they throw down, they challenge immediately after they throw down on a 3-2 pitch, just in case. It can be done. So I'm not going to cut Sean Murphy any slack on that. Only because people are ripping Elder, and in much the same way that, you know, a fielder who bobbles a ball and commits an error gets blamed for it being a 1-run to a 5-run game. Your catcher, all he's got to do is tap his head. He gets you out of the inning. You said something interesting, our final couple minutes. You said you still thought the Braves were going to come back and win. And it's funny, because I agree with you on that.
The fact that they did respond there, and then it, you know, they felt like they were, well, they didn't. They responded. They scored two in the bottom of the first. You know, for a while, I was like, okay, well, this is going to end up being a, you know, 10-9 kind of ball game, and you give me that. A lot of times, the home team comes back and figures out a way to win, but was not to be.
It was interesting, because you did feel like they didn't have to use their high leverage arms, but you felt like they were willing to do it. Especially they got Scott out of there after 4 innings, and they were in the Mets bullpen a little bit. You know, Texter from the 864 says, Elder deserves more blame than Murphy. Yeah, that sucked, but they didn't force him to throw meatballs after that. Well, to me, this is what I say. It's the same as a hot shot to third that Riley boots, and it gets away, and Murphy, and, you know, Elder throws meatballs after that. Why is a catcher not challenging and getting a strike when he could have? Why is that different from a physical mistake that the third baseman makes?
Fair point.
Because we're letting Elder off the hook for the third baseman's mistake, but right. We're not going to let Elder off the hook because he threw a strike and his catcher didn't help him? I'm having to change the way I think about those types of things because of ABS. And honestly, the team I watch every night, the Reds, they are very good at ABS challenge. Like, Tyler Stevenson is great. And watching Tyler Stevenson reclaim strikes for pitchers in a team that is offensively challenged and not winning a lot of games has been kind of fun. Like, it's been kind of interesting to see that and the effects of that. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, I've got some questions, some college football questions that need answers. Specifically, I just want to ask.